State officials estimate that 110,000 adults in Wisconsin either live with dementia or one of its symptoms, Alzheimer's disease. Nationally, one in three adults knows a spouse, family member, or other blood relative with Alzheimer's. And recently, Congress and President Donald Trump okayed spending $100 million over the next 5 years to combat the problem. Chuck Wormbach begins a three-part WUWM series on the health concern by hearing from a Brookfield man whose spouse died of Alzheimer's.
Harlan and Gail Mueller had been married for about 45 years when, in their mid-60s, Harlan says their daughter started noticing something unusual about Gail.
It was the repetitiveness that my daughter noticed, that she kept repeating a lot of things or asking the same question.
Harlan says at first he thought nothing was wrong.
Then they said, oh, she's no different than I am. I said, we get older, we start losing her memory. And she said, no.
But eventually the daughter convinced Harlan to take Gail to a medical facility to be tested. In 2012, Gail was diagnosed with early stage Alzheimer's. That's a condition that can include problems coming up with the right word or name, remembering newly learned names or material, losing or misplacing a valuable object, and troubles with planning, organizing, or performing tasks. Harlan says occasionally when they met with other people, Gail's symptoms were not obvious.
You know, many times they can react different in front of other people, so that became a real issue in time, that nobody really knew what you were experiencing.
Harlan says he found a support group through the Alzheimer's Association, a group for caregivers.
And I was going to it, and she said, well, why can't I go to it? And I said, it's only for caregivers. She said, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm the one with the disease. What about me? And those words drive me today. What about me? Because there is still so much that needs to be done to educate society, the medical profession, communities, first responders.
Gail eventually bonded with others who were afflicted, but as Gail struggled, she was relocated to a senior's home. Gail died in 2017 at age 72, with the cause of death officially listed as Alzheimer's, a relative rarity. Randy Cole says every family story is a bit different, but he recognizes a lot of what the Muellers went through. Cole is the dementia care specialist for Waukesha County. He says the BOLD Act, the $100 million plan passed in December by Congress, is likely to help families. BOLD stands for Building Our Largest Dementia Infrastructure for Alzheimer's. Cole says one component is additional training and help for caregivers.
Because we have so many individuals that are in that caregiving role, but they've never been trained. That it's not like there's a book or a manual that somebody gets and says, this is how you now become a caregiver.
Cole says he believes there will also be funds to help train first responders who encounter dementia patients. But he cautions that Congress still has to figure out how to divide all the money, some of which will go to federal and state partnerships to promote brain health and better data collection on Alzheimer's. In the meantime, Cole is helping carry out a state of Wisconsin plan to make more communities dementia-friendly.
That's why we bring ourselves here today, to really talk about moving the Elmbrook Dementia-Friendly Communities Initiative forward.
Cole spoke last week to a small group at Elmbrook Hospital. Elmbrook, short for Elm Grove and Brookfield, may join a few other Waukesha County communities that have pledged to accept, understand, support, and engage persons with dementia, their families, and caregivers. Brookfield Mayor Stephen Ponto says he attended the meeting because some people never want to move out of his community.
You know, we want people to live happily in Brookfield as long as they want to be here.
Ponto says churches, senior homes, and the city's senior center are among the institutions likely to band together. It's a safety net that other, less well-to-do communities may have a tough time matching. But today at the Capitol in Madison, a meeting will be held on policies and strategies for a dementia-friendly state. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.